This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it a great day? Is it a great moment for a surprise entry into the presidential contest? One of the things that has been on the minds of many people in Trump world has been whether the former president should make an early entry into the campaign and actually declare his candidacy for President of the United States before the January 6th committee has even completed its work and before Americans have voted for the midterm elections coming up. What's the idea of that? The idea of that is partially everyone is expecting a big thumping Republican victory. And if Trump has already declared that he's going to be the leader of the Republican Party for the foreseeable future, then he could claim credit for it. Now, Doug Schoen is a very close observer of American politics. He is a pollster. He is a centrist Democrat. He is a proud centrist Democrat who's worked for Republicans as well as Democrats in the past. His piece saying, now more than ever, Democrats need Hillary Clinton to remove any doubt. It is very Doug Gray. Always a pleasure to speak to you. Your column about Hillary, which follows a previous column you had with a similar theme in the Wall Street Journal. But this one's getting a lot of attention, isn't it?
It is. And I think, Michael, that as Joe Biden and the Biden administration sink in the polls, Hillary becomes the only alternative, not because she is so popular, but because she is not part of this current administration, and I dare say the current mess.
Though, again, she lost the nomination to President Obama. She mm-hmm. had her service as Secretary of State. And then she won the nomination and she ended up doing something that many of us thought was impossible, was losing to Trump. Why would she be an advantageous choice to try to reunite the Democratic Party for some kind of comeback?
Well, first, with the emphasis on guns and women and the environment now, she will be able to make an argument for her kind of advocacy and that of her husband, should she, as I anticipate she wants to, go forward with a candidacy. But it also means that she is able, in a way, to basically say, don't blame me for Biden, which is going to be something that's going to be very important. I would reference one other figure, Michael, Richard Nixon. He lost for governor of California in 62 to Pat Brown and was elected president in 68, reelected in 72. So comebacks like this are not unprecedented.
Right. But again, Nixon had only lost one race for president. I mean, Hillary would be unique because she lost the nomination race back in 2008, and then she lost the presidential contest in 2016. In terms of enthusiasm, have you gotten an enthusiastic response from any leading Democrats? Anyone you can mention?
They haven't been in touch, but the piece has hit a responsive chord. I've been hearing from people I haven't heard from for years. And there is a ring in their minds, as well as, of course, my own, a ring of credibility and believability to this. And the one thing I can say, knowing both Clintons, there is no shortage of enthusiasm for our prospective candidacy.
Well, that is fascinating to hear, and I will take your word for it on that regard. But in terms of the enthusiasm, what is it? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And Hillary, unless my math is wrong here, is 75 years old. She's a year younger than Trump. Given the fact that one of the big issues that is counting against Biden, and that it is impossible not to notice, is the fact that he's the oldest president we've ever had. Doesn't it become more desirable for the Democratic Party and for the Republican Party to turn to some, dare I say it, new blood, younger face, younger personality?
I think that's undeniably the case. And in the Republican Party, I fully expect Ron DeSantis to go forward with a candidacy, notwithstanding what Donald Trump does. But that being said, who else do the Democrats have? I think the Democratic bench is so weak and so bereft of talent that the party will have no choice but to turn to her, because they sure can't turn to Kamala Harris. I don't think Pete Buttigieg is exactly ready for the White House, and I don't think Amy Klobuchar is most likely nominatable.
What about Gavin Newsom? There is a piece today about why he's so much stronger candidate than his fellow Californian Kamala Harris. He is cruising to re-election. This will actually be his third election within the last 4 years, because he had the recall, which he won handily. Governor Newsom has just been running ads in Florida. He seems to be planning to make a go for it, don't you think?
Well, I think that's certainly possible that he would want to do it. Having observed him up close and personal, I'm not sure he's ready for national office. I'm not sure he is well enough versed on foreign policy to do it. But I tend to believe that if Secretary Clinton makes clear her availability, that will, in a certain sense, clear the field.
Where does she stand with President Biden? I mean, there were stories in the last stages of the Obama administration that there was some tension between them when she wanted the nomination. Clearly, she was the outgoing Secretary of State. And Biden was wavering whether he had run or not. Do you think it is likely that President Biden would feel comfortable handling the reins of the Democratic Party to a one-time rival?
In my scenario, Michael, it's not a question of Biden's comfort. It's a question of really necessity. I don't believe, for a variety of reasons, that Biden will be able to run, and if I'm right and he is not able to run, then he will not have a demonstrable say in whether Secretary Clinton is in fact a candidate or the candidate of the Democratic Party.
And when you say, are you talking about a scandal, or are you talking about a health emergency?
I think with his poll numbers dropping, with him obviously becoming at the very least more tentative in both his movements and his comments, I think it's becoming pretty clear that another term for him is extremely unlikely, and I dare say ill-advised, hence the rationale for the Secretary of State in the prior administration, the Obama administration, to move forward.
Doug Schoen, his most recent book, which has a very powerful message, is about uniting America. And it's called America Unite or Die, How to Save Our Democracy. I'm not sure that I agree with his answer, but it is intriguing, provocative, and always stimulating. Doug, thanks for joining us. When we come back, more about the political news, some of which is fairly amazing, coming up on the MedVet Show.
He's like a force of nature. He is so overwhelming.
Michael Medved.
There wasn't anyone who made me happier, that I had more fun with, that I found more interesting.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
For those who are disappointed and suspicious of the Biden administration, which includes about 90% of Americans, 85% of Americans think America's headed in the wrong direction at the moment. But for those who do have deep suspicions about the Biden administration, this is meant to reassure you. Dateline Washington, Secretary of State Antony Blinken named a new anti-corruption czar on Tuesday. Actually, the terms czar and corruption, when you are referring to the traditional Russian czars that are deeply admired by President Putin, there's a certain deep and close association between the czarist regime and corruption. But in any event, this is an anti-corruption czar who has been appointed by the Secretary of State. And he will be one of the top graft hunters, National Journal is saying, in the government. And if you're hunting for graft, you can probably find it. By the way, his name, and this is not a nickname, it's his name. Jeremy, you know the name? Okay, he's known as Rich Nephew. And he probably is somebody's wealthy nephew. There is a general summary of sort of a malaise. The malaise not in the country at large, though there's that too, but particularly in the Democratic Party and in the Biden administration, and people trying to figure out what the heck are they going to do. And when you have Doug Schoen on saying that the best we can do is Hillary Clinton, who, I mean, Hillary has been not very much in the public eye and non-inspirational figure in the last couple of years. If you read the books about the campaign, that was a campaign she absolutely should have won by most rules of politics, and it's an amazing tribute to Donald Trump's insurgent impulsiveness that he was actually able to win that campaign. But it is also a tribute to Hillary not being this larger-than-life and appealing and unifying figure that Doug suggests she is. And that's very much needed by the Democratic Party. There's this from National Journal. In the view of many distraught Democrats, the country is facing a full-blown crisis on a range of fronts, and President Biden seems unable or unwilling to respond with appropriate force. Biden's response is often a mix of scolding Republicans, urging Americans to vote Democratic, and voicing broad optimism about the country. For some Democrats, that risks a dangerous failure to meet the moment, but as the Democratic rank and file thirst for a more combative attitude, it becomes increasingly evident that Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker and California Governor Gavin Newsom are beginning to showcase an alternative tone, one that goes far more sharply at Republican attitudes and tactics. And this about another prospective presidential candidate on the other side, on the Republican side. And there's one election lawyer who believes that the deadlock by the Federal Elections Commission over whether Representative Byron Donalds, a Republican of Florida, he is the black congressman, Republican from the state of Florida, is authorized to use funds from a state campaign for a federal race, or whether that was inappropriate. Now, if it is deemed appropriate, that could open the door for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is a big supporter of Byron Donalds, to use his $111 million war chest from his reelection campaign as Florida governor, which he is expected to win easily, for a presidential run. The governor's political team has already identified ways to turn the massive war chest DeSantis has raised for his reelection into money that could be spent in a federal campaign, and would give Ron DeSantis a tremendous head start. And then there's also the question of using the abortion issue as some kind of cudgel, which the Democrats seem determined to do. And again, the tone of anger that they seem to be trying to whip up right now, it seems to me, is a ridiculous political strategy that won't work, never has, really. And you hear about, people like Samantha Bee, who I know she's a comedian on TV, but she's actually, like most comedians on TV, a very partisan Democrat. She had this to say about President Biden, and particularly about the Supreme Court. And she called on progressives to raise hell in American cities. Now, what does that mean? Didn't Trump get in trouble for that? Fight like hell? You have to fight like hell out there? She's saying they have to raise hell in American cities and actually harass the author of the Supreme Court's opinion. This is clip 9. Listen.
How painful it is to be here now in a place where the Supreme Court has the power to erase 50 years of constitutional law. Make no mistake, this is not where it ends. Conservatives will not rest until they have come for all of our rights. Everything we have fought for could be lost unless we take it back. It's not just about voting in November. It's about doing everything in our power to protect and help vulnerable people access abortion across state lines. And we have to raise hell in our cities, in Washington, in every restaurant Justice Alito eats at for the rest of his life. Because if Republicans have made our lives hell, it's time to return the favor.
Okay. Samantha Bee, Republicans have made your life hell? Really? And again, this idea of victimology and trying to run on being utterly victimized by the extremes of the other side. Look, what are they going to emphasize most in terms of raising hell? Will it be guns? Will it be abortion? Will it be... Well, I'll tell you what it won't be. It won't be the one issue that all the polls show is number one for the American public, which is the economy. And the idea that with all of this going on and the tremendous insecurity that Americans feel on the verge of what could be a very serious, very painful recession, and with inflation continuing to change and impact the way Americans live, no, it's not making life hell, but it's sure making it more hellish. We will get to that and what happens next and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
Whoa, how gross and evil is that?
It's the Michael MedVet Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bail has been denied for the man accused of shooting and killing 8 people at a 4th of July parade Monday outside Chicago. Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli saying they believe he was considering another attack in Madison.
There are indications that he didn't put enough planning forward to commit another attack.
He says all of the shooting in Highland Park was done from a roof overlooking the parade. 21-year-old Robert Cremo III is charged with 8 counts of first-degree murder and faces life in prison if convicted. At least 30 others were also injured in the attack. President Biden is spending some time in the battleground state of Ohio. The president announcing the final rule implementing the American Rescue Plan's Special Financial Assistance Program. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Medved.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a piece that just appeared recently in the Wall Street Journal, and it actually appeared the day after the 4th of July, which, in other words, yesterday is a sort of an easy way to say it, and it's a piece focusing on what I think many people are thinking when you read about Bobby Cremo, the shooter in Highland Park, Illinois, and all of the other shooters, so many of whom are people who've just on the edge of teenage years. I mean, this kid is 21, and clearly he's not right. And that old song, the Who song, The Kids Are All Right, not all of them. I think most American kids are terrific and they're great, and I like to think that they all love their country and are willing to do something for it and are willing to care enough about it to get it to confront some of its problems. But some of them are too wrapped in addiction of various kinds, including the drug addiction that has led in the last couple of years to all-time highs in overdose deaths, and the negatives of drug, but this is a different kind of addiction. It's written about by a family and tech columnist at the Wall Street Journal named Julie Jargon. And she says, in the pre-internet days, teens stashed Playboy magazines under their beds or sneaked peeks at late-night movies on cable. Pornography was in limited supply, even for the most curious kids. But the world is different now. Many parents have expressed to me their concerns about how easily kids find porn online. Indiana University researchers, following a study last year, estimate that 80% of U.S. teens have watched porn. Many children in the U.S. have seen pornography by age 10. What distinguishes online porn from those stashed magazines is that, as with so many other digital enticements, an endless supply is available. Anytime, imagine a 24-hour candy store where kids could gorge on sugar without parents there to stop them. Well, that would be bad for their bodies. So what can such readily available porn do to kids' brains? While there's plenty to say about the ways porn can affect the development of relationships and sexuality, this is a more focused look at children's brain chemistry. Research shows that younger people's brains are more wired for pleasure than adults, with higher spikes of the feel-good neurotransmitters dopamine released in anticipation of enjoyable activities. Because of this, many researchers believe young people are more vulnerable to compulsive porn use, which can lead to unrealistic views on sex. A singer, Billie Eilish, who is now 20, has spoken out about a porn habit that began, she says, at age 11, saying, "I think the porn really destroyed my brain." That's Billie Eilish saying that. And she then talks about all of these new developments technologically that are supposed to enable parents, empower parents to have more control, more discretion over what does go into their children's minds. And there was a study at Indiana University where she says the younger participants in the study showed greater activity in the reward centers of the brain than the older participants when shown porn. Those who had compulsive porn habits reported having first viewed online porn at age 13, compared with members of the control group who had first seen it at age 17. The brain's emotional center develops faster than the part of the brain that controls impulse. A review of the research on internet porn's impact on adolescents conducted by researchers at several universities concluded that this disparity helps explain why teens lack the maturity to suppress sexual cravings, thoughts, and behaviors elicited by pornographic content. And that was a quote. Nicole Prowse, who is a research scientist at UCLA and a licensed psychologist, said that she's more concerned about what parents and authority figures tell kids about porn. She recently surveyed young adult men who had been in porn abstinence programs and relapsed. Nearly 30% of the 228 respondents reported feeling suicidal afterward. Many more said they felt shame because of the societal messages about porn being bad. If we shut down conversations and say, don't watch porn, and if you do, it's an addiction and it will rot your brain, that's terrifying to them, she said. It's some of the messaging that's making it worse. And then she goes on and talks about Apple iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, Google Chromebooks and Android phones and tablets, plus Amazon, Google's Family Link app for Android. All of these means and messages for actually trying to control some of the problems that are built in here. And this goes to a deeper problem in the country, which is headline: a fewer in U.S. now see Bible as literal word of God. Anyone think that's a good news item? That there are fewer people who see Bible as the word of God? This is a new Gallup report by Frank Newport of the Gallup poll. A record low 20% of Americans now say the Bible is the literal word of God, down from 24% the last time the question was asked just 5 years ago. And half of what it was is its high points in 1980 and 1984. In those years, 80 and 84, half the country thought the Bible was the literal word of God. Here's the choice that people had to try to answer. Do you believe the Bible is, one, the actual word of God to be taken literally? That got 20%. Number two, do you think it's inspired by God, but not all to be taken literally? And that got 49%, twice as much. And then again, more popular by far than the idea that the Bible is the Word of God is the Bible is a collection of fables, history, moral precepts recorded by man. That is 29%. If you think that is a positive development, you can give us a call. I think that in terms of the one of the things they find is the shift in attitudes about the Bible is not an isolated phenomenon. It comes even as a number of indicators show a decline in overall religiosity in the U.S. adult population. These measures include declines in formal identification with religion, self-reported membership in a church, self-reported religious service attendance, and personal importance of religion. And that almost always goes with a decline in a belief in God. If you have a strong opinion about that, or about that reported change, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. A slip of the tongue for a sympathetic Arizona member of Congress. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I feel like I'm on a special spiritual journey.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And that special spiritual journey has another milestone that occurred today. Georgia Guidestones, described as America's Stonehenge, were blown up early this morning. It's extraordinary. Blown up, shattered. We will tell you what this means and why that may have happened. And more coming up. Let's go first to Ed in Mount Vernon, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
And good afternoon, Michael Medved. I really appreciate that you've had some Southern rock in your bumps. You've had the Allman Brothers Band and the Marshall Tucker Band, and I really like that, I must say.
Well, thank you to Jeremy. He is responsible for all of those musical selections. He is the maestro.
Well, I thank you, Jeremy. Michael, you must be familiar with the documentary Hypothesis.
Sure. You mean basically in terms of who composed the Bible?
Who composed the Bible? Does it challenge your faith if it were written by human beings with human interests at a certain time in history?
And first of all, in terms of the documentary Hypothesis, is something I'm very interested in. I've been interested in it since college, where I studied it there. And there are very few. Heinrich Wellhausen was the name of the German theologian, scholar, with pretensions as a scientist, who back in the late 18th century began this idea that we had different sources from the Bible and they were all woven together. There's a J source, which is the main name of God that is used in Hebrew. There's an E source, which is the secondary name of God, which is a plural name, by the way, which is used in Hebrew. And then there's a P source and a D source, a priestly source and a Deuteronomic source. And that all of this is woven together, and it was basically like there were postcards scattered on the floor, and you had to put them together in order. Here's the way I feel about it. And after having spent a good deal of my life studying this book, I actually think if you take the assumption that it was not an accident and it wasn't written by different people in different centuries and then just woven together, that actually some of the contradictions, and there are contradictions in the biblical text, you're meant to learn from. And that the one example that I would, do you want to give an example, Ed?
Sure, I can give an example, or you can.
Okay, but I'll give you an example of a contradiction, is that in terms of the creation of woman, which is very relevant right now to all of the accusations that religious conservatives are trying to repress women and oppress women and Roe v. Wade. Okay, the Bible first says male and female created he them, and meaning that God created man and woman. And then after that, there's another account. It says that God saw that it wasn't good for man to be alone, and therefore he takes a side out of Adam, and the Hebrew language actually suggests he says side, not rib, but that's commonly referred to as Adam's rib, and he creates woman. So this is a major proof text for people who believe in the documentary hypothesis, which is that she...
That's the J source.
Right. Okay, well, it's the J source mixed together with the E source, and they are contradict one another. But they don't.
Yes.
But they don't, because part of what that text suggests is that God doesn't have a gender, and that we believe that God balances, as human beings should, mercy, which is a female attribute primarily, and judgment, which is a male attribute, at least this is associated. By the way, the Hebrew word for a mercy is rachamim, which comes from the word for womb. So it really is female. And the idea being that when it says that man was created in God's image, it doesn't mean that with fingernails and toes and belly buttons. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense at all for God to have been created with a belly button, right? Umbilical cord? Doesn't make any sense.
Okay,
so God was created in man's image with female and male elements, and they were separated and to create companionship. And then the very next passage says, and that is why I'm doing all this from memory, by the way, and that is why the very next passage is, therefore a man shall cleave to his wife and they shall be one flesh, because they want to come back together again to be the way that human beings were originally created, as male and female together in one being.
Okay. Michael, I love it. But do you really think Moses wrote that?
Do I think Moses wrote that? I think that Moses wrote that down, or some people around Moses or following Moses. And again, there's a lot of belief from biblical scholars, including those who are very religious, of oral traditions. In other words, the idea of, though it is haunting that, some of the earliest Hebrew writing or proto-Hebrew writing they've ever found was in Sinai, was around the mountain where a lot of this came together. So do I believe literally that every single word of the Bible is the word of God? What I believe is, I think you get more out of study if you at least hold that as a possibility. Does that answer your question?
Thank you, Michael.
Well, listen, it's a great and relevant question. What I feel is unfortunate today, and it does relate a little bit to Highland Park, is just the lack of faith in anything. When people think the the Bible is just junk or it's irrelevant or it has nothing to challenge us with. And it's interesting, you asked the question very well at the beginning, Ed. You asked, does this challenge your faith? I think it's good to challenge your faith. Faith shouldn't be like you're sitting back and you've eaten a great big full meal and now you're satisfied. It's full of challenges. And then again, this goes to the episode of Jacob wrestling with an angel. I know that there's a book of biblical commentary, not one of my favorite books by any means, but it's called God Wrestling. And that whole idea of trying to come to terms with a text that sometimes is very challenging and deserves to be taken seriously, it seems to me is an important message. There's also an important message in a piece that I had mentioned earlier in the show, and it's called, "And the Devil is Laughing." It says, immediately the mass shooting at the Independence Day parade at Highland Park was weaponized for its political value, even before the grief-stricken families of the victims could begin to process their loss. And the suspect's family was out there too, at least one of them saying he never saw this coming, that he was surprised. Does anyone really believe that his family did not know of his violent fantasies and bloody dreams? No, nobody believes that. You take one look at the suspect with the face tattoos and that mouth of madness, and you listen to the violent videos he put out. You see the eyes that are so dark and lightless. You see the evil that should have been locked away and yet was not locked away at all. He's locked away now, but it's too late for the people of Highland Park. He says, we infantilize our young people. We demand the right to kill the innocent unborn. We raise our young in a culture of death. There are elementary school teachers who are regularly depicted on social media as being excited about exploring sexual themes and gender identity with young children. Ours is a culture that fills kids with pharmaceutical drugs to manage their mood swings, a culture that offers them video games to live out their most violent, murderous fantasies. In other words, there's something much deeper that is worth considering with this crime, and also to consider about some of the challenges that America faces in the next few months around the world for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.